How's it going?
What's
How's up? Things
good.
In Maxonville?
Yeah, there you go. Good to see you guys in real life.
Yeah.
We were just talking to Cam, and he said it's a process for him to get to know you, for you to get to know him. I asked him what he's learned about you to this point. He said you're cool as the other side of the pillow. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, that's a nice compliment. I'd say the same about Cam. Obviously, with any relationship and meeting someone new, regardless of position or if you know he's your teammate or not, you have to form the bond and the trust. And he's been a great teammate, and he's helped me and made it a lot of fun. You know, like rookie, your first couple practices as a rookie is going to be hard. So he just tries to stay positive with me, and that's just who Cam is. So hopefully I can learn, try to be like him in some ways and have fun with it. And we're going to grow together, and we're going to help each other win games, hopefully.
How hard do you find yourself at times to stay positive with yourself?
Yeah.
He mentioned that he kind of was talking to you a little bit to kind of
Yeah, it's just figuring it out here at a new place. I mean, you're new and you're trying to meet everybody, and you want to form relationships and you want to do your job really well. So for me, you know, if I'm the one guy on the field that's not doing their job and 10 guys are doing the right thing, I feel like that's my fault, which it is. So I'm always hard on myself. I'll always be that way. But there is a point to where you have to be, you know, a good teammate and keep your head up. And, you know, as a rookie, that might be hard, but you have to learn how to come up with ways to self-motivate yourself and be a good teammate.
The chore for you is making sure that one play doesn't bleed into the next?
Not really anymore as much. Okay. Like, I have to sometimes get it out or whatever, and I have to come up with a new mechanism to do that. And my next play mentality is something that I've worked on, and that's something that I've heard in the meetings all the time. It's play one play at a time and then play one day at a time. So you just focus on it, and if you find yourself, like, letting it bleed into the next play, like, snap back into it, do my job. Here we go, let's do it, whatever. You got to self-motivate yourself, and regardless if you're a rookie or a vet, just show that you're here to do your job and have fun with it.
Mac, you yourself as part of an amazing talent over the last 4 or 5 years, quarterback.
Sorry, go ahead.
You've been surrounded by such great quarterback talent over the last 4 or 5 years. What have you learned about quarterback competition when there's a lot of talented guys?
I think it just goes back to just, like, kind of focusing on yourself. And when you're in there, you got to do what you're supposed to do as the quarterback. So if they present something, you have to fix the problem and then get the ball to the playmakers and do your job. So really, it doesn't have to do with other people as much as just playing your own game and, you know, support your teammates when they score, support the other quarterbacks when they make a good play. And that's pretty much it. You can't overcomplicate it too much.
Cam says he views it as a quarterback competition, not just with you, but with Brian, with Stid, whatever. Do you view it the same way?
Yeah, I mean, we're all competing for a job or whatever, and it's our goal is to win. So I guess they're going to obviously play the best player, and that's going to be whoever it may be. And I'm just here to work. And like you said, I mean, I got to get better. So I'm young, and I know that. And I have to produce on the field and do exactly what I'm supposed to do on each play and fix every problem. So if I can do that, then things will work out.
You mentioned something interesting you learned about you was your knowledge of hip-hop music. what's something interesting that you learned about Cam since being here?
Yeah, Cam, I like his outfits for sure. I can't pull off his swag, but Cam listens to some good music, and it's always fun to just, you know, he might play a song in a meeting or whatever. He's awesome, and you know, he just has fun with it in the meetings, and that makes the days go by, you know, not like you're just like, oh, this day is a long day, but it's like, this is awesome, we're having fun, bonding, whatever.
We've watched a lot of young quarterbacks here over the years come through, and without a doubt, you get the ball out quicker than the Jimmy Garoppolo's, Jacoby Brissett's, et cetera. I'm not asking you to compare yourself to them, but why are you able to get it out so quickly? Is that always what you've been able to do? Or explain to me what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is just whatever the play tells you to do it. And I'm trying to get there, and I'm getting better, and I don't feel like I'm lost out there, but I got to be able to throw the ball to the right guy based on the coverage, based on the problem. So fixing the problem, that's if the ball is supposed to be thrown quick to your first read, then get it out. If not, just make it a process to where you're sticking to it. It's not, oh, I think it's this, so let me try this. It's, I see this, let me do this, if that makes sense. I mean, it's about what I expected. It's hard, and every day is a new day, and I'm going to have bad days, and I'm going to have good days, and we're all just going to get better together. And when I'm in there, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and everyone else is going to do what they're supposed to do.
You mentioned earlier about buckets, having good buckets and bad buckets.
Yeah.
Where are you now with the buckets that you think you are?
Same thing. It's been working, so I remember what I did bad today, and I'm going to go back and have my correction bucket or whatever you want to call it. So I think there's more things in the good bucket, but, you know, as days goes on, it just stacks up. So I just got to keep that process and stick to it, because there's things now where I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember that from spring or whatever, and or I've watched the other guys do it, and I understand how the play works now. And, yeah, so I just keep doing that and keeping it up, because you can't – one day you can't do it and the other day not.
Now, can I mention another guy who got the ball out quick and had good reads, played here, and wore number 12 20 years. Do you were you a fan of his growing up? Did you pattern yourself after him, your game at all?
Yeah, I watched a lot of quarterbacks growing up, and I always loved watching football, Sundays, Saturdays, college, high school, whatever I could go to and watch. And obviously I love the quarterback position, so I like learning from people. And when you're an NFL quarterback, you can watch them and see how they do things, and you never want to make comparisons, but you just got to kind of learn what you can learn. It's just like anything else. Whatever your job is, you want to learn from the best and watch whoever you can to try and get better.
Your job is problem solving here, I think, four or five times. And I think you said before, life is about problem solving.
Yeah.
Where did you pick up that perspective, or when were you introduced it and start to see
things? I mean, I've worked with a lot of different people and talked to different people and heard different people speak. And I just kind of listen to everyone's story, and a lot of it comes from when bad stuff happens or when there's an issue, how can you fix it? So it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows every day, and you got to just work through those with your teammates. And for me, it's just staying even keeled and just being myself and learning the guys and doing what I do.
Who were those people that were speaking? People I know, Coach Saban brought in people to talk to the team all the time when you were in college.
There's plenty of people we'd have come in or whatever, and here I'm just trying to buy into the principles of the Patriots, and it's very similar, and that's what I'm going to do. Is just, it all goes back to problem solving and doing your job. So if you can do that every play on a consistent basis, then you'll see your reps increase, and we'll, you know, hopefully win games.
Mac, after a couple instances where you have gone up to teammates after maybe throwing a pass their way and talked to them about the rep, particularly if it maybe wasn't a great rep.
Yeah.
Where do you get the confidence to do that, being a rookie and being that some of the, you know, most of these guys are older than you?
I think it's just about, forming those relationships. You want to be on the same page, and a lot of the times when I go up to them, it's something that I did wrong, and I want to figure out what I can do better. They're not making as many mistakes as I am just because they're older and they're doing the right thing, and I'm trying to get there, I'm working, but it's all about the connection. You want to be on the same page, and that takes time, and that takes reps, and that takes trust, so... we're going to get there, and that's just something I've learned from watching the other guys too, you know, here and just in general. You always got to form the bond with your, whether it's your lineman, what happened here, your running back, hey, did you see this, that, whatever. So it goes for everybody.
After mandatory minicamp, one of your teammates said to me that he sees the game the way Josh McDaniels sees it. Mm-hmm. How important is that in your mind to have sort of the same vision?
Yeah, I think Josh obviously does a great job. He's amazing teacher, and it's just, the little details for me, I got to do it right, and I got to do it right every time, and I know what to do. Sometimes there's a longer play call or something. I just need to relax and take it all in and use my information that Josh gave me. He's given me all the answers to the problem, so I just need to go out there and do it, and, you know, he's got there with the other quarterbacks, and we're going to get there, and it takes time and trust, and he's done a great job, so we're going to just keep doing what we're doing, and like I said, we'll have those good days. We'll have some hard days, but we'll figure it out in the long run. Awesome. Thanks guys. Good to see you.